Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. What a night at Lincoln Financial Field last night. You could feel it. I could feel it at the pregame show. That was going to be a great crowd. It was going to be a great atmosphere. It was going to be an Eagles night, and it was. Led by their defense, 16-9. The Eagles win. They're 8-2. They have a tiebreaker over the Lions. They have a tiebreaker over the Rams. They have a tiebreaker over the Bucks. They are in great position to finish out this season strong and have a real chance at the number one overall seed. The road to the Super Bowl could go through Lincoln Financial Field coming up in mid and late January based on how they played the last few weeks. All right, let's get into the game. Let's get into my game balls as we do it every Monday after a win or Tuesday last week. Every day after a win, we have the game balls for a victory for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'd say it was tough to pick out just five this week because I had one kind of off-the-radar person I wanted to give a game ball to. And I felt like even though the offense sputtered, there was one guy on the offense that was just so good that he had to get a game ball. So then how do I narrow it down to three, you know, for the whole defense when they were lights out the whole night? I mean, they were great. Other than, you know, in fits and starts, once in a while, an explosive by the Lions, you know, Jameson Williams or mostly Gibbs, it was really just a domination. I mean, the Eagles' defense dominated Jared Goff, who looked out of sorts. The pressure was getting to him. He was hit all night. Vic Fangio has had a great run against Jared Goff, especially in cold weather. It's a bad combination for Jared Goff. Jared Goff, outdoors, cold weather. against Vic Fangio is a recipe for a Goff disaster class. And we saw it last night. Goff's become an excellent quarterback, but last night he was bad. It reminded me of some of those old Colts-Patriots games way back in the day, played in Foxborough. And you just knew that the Patriots were going to win those games. You just knew the Patriots and the cold and the wind of Foxborough rattled and threw Manning and that Colts offense off. He looked out of sorts, frustrated, annoyed. That's what I felt last night watching the game. Now, if this game was played in Detroit, would it be different? Probably. If it's played later on this season, could it be different? It could be if they have LaPorta and they have all their guys. We could see this matchup again. This could be if the Eagles are not the one seed. If the Eagles end up the two, let's say the Rams get the one, I could see a scenario where the Eagles are two and the Lions are three. This could be a divisional round game at Lincoln Financial Field. You'd like the Eagles in the cold again, but we could see it again. Now, if the Eagles are the one, they'd probably be on the opposite side of the draw. The three-seed Lions probably wouldn't see them until a title game, if at all. So we'll see. They may have taken care of their chance to beat the Lions just one and done last night. Let's get to the game balls. I put these two together because I thought their games mirrored each other last night. Obviously, their careers mirror each other. Their paths mirror each other all the way from the beginning to what they do now. I'm putting Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter together to get a game ball. They're going to share this one because of the way they played last night. It was remarkable watching them dominate the interior of the Lions line, which is not as good as it was last year or the year before. They're still very good at tackle. But by the way, Penei Sewell last night was not himself. Penei Sewell is obviously playing through something. He did not look himself. He whiffed on the one where Jalen Phillips got in there and was able to hit Goff by the goal line. But really, it's in the middle is where the Eagles dominated. They dominated on fourth downs. They dominated on big downs, on money downs. And the combined five pass knockdowns, knockdowns, batted balls by Carter and Davis were game-changing plays. You look at Jared Goff's completion percentage, and it was abysmal. I mean, by any standard in the modern NFL, it was abysmal. But by his standard, it was so far below what we're used to out of a guy like Jared Goff. I mean, Jared Goff usually, this year he came in the game leading the NFL at 74% completion. So we're talking about one of the highest completion percentage quarterbacks in the NFL. He may retire as one of the highest completion percentage guys in NFL history. We'll see where his career goes, but he's stacking together a lot of 70-ish completion percentage seasons, and he plays indoors, and he's healthy and all those kind of things. He's going to have a great career completion percentage when it's all said and done. He couldn't complete anything last night. And when you take away five of his passes on just batted balls, it's excellent. I thought Davis and Carter wrecked the game. I thought they showed their pedigree. And the more you watch this young Eagles defense come together, you're like, how are we going to keep this whole thing together? And how could you even think about not? I mean, I am getting to the point where, and we got to see how they finish this season, but I want to pour all my resources into that side of the football. I want to go and figure out a way to reallocate the money to the defense and go completely young on the offensive side. And I'll figure out how to score some points because they're scoring points anyway. I mean, the defense is carrying this football team like it did a year ago. Number one game ball this week goes to Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, that combination. Number two this week, we're giving it to N'Kobe Dean. Boy, N'Kobe's a difference maker. I said it all week. If this game was played 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I would have picked Detroit, but the game wasn't played 5 or 6 weeks ago. It was played now or last night. And part of the change with the Eagles is since the Kobe got back, their run defense has been one of the best in the National Football League. They've looked like a Super Bowl defense with N'Kobe Dean back in there, as opposed to Jahad Campbell getting the bulk of the snaps at inside linebacker next to Zach Bond. N'Kobe Dean is the glue that holds this defense together. He made a ton of plays against the run. He didn't let Detroit, you know, if the game was going to be that low scoring and Detroit knew it from the jump, I think they would have had a different game plan. But they couldn't run the ball. They were getting all of a sudden 3 or 4 and outs. They were behind the sticks because they couldn't run the football. They didn't stay with the run because they were afraid they were going to have another drive where they didn't score. They just kind of – they got out of their game last night. And I think the Eagles' early run defense led by N'Kobe took the Lions out of their game. The Lions played right into what the Eagles wanted to do, which is throw the football a lot on known passing downs so they could rub out the pass rush on a bad weather night. There were some drops. Scoff wasn't right, all that kind of stuff. Sewell wasn't his best. The fact that the Lions couldn't run the ball, I give the credit to N'Kobe Dean. He has been an impactful player. And that pass rush he had at the end, where he just ran through David Montgomery, who picked him. I mean, David Montgomery saw it and picked it up correctly and on time with the pass protection block as a running back in the backfield. But N'Kobe sent him into next week. Oh, my God, the power that N'Kobe Dean has, you know, within his frame. You know, the Eagles got a very difficult decision after the season, and I don't really know what they're going to do besides probably have to let N'Kobe Dean go. They have to re-sign some other players in their defense. Jalen Phillips, a free agent, we'll see about him. But Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter up for extensions. Next year, you know, it's going to be obviously Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. The other thing going on this particular offseason is Jordan Davis. You know, are they going to just let him play on a fifth-year option next year, or are they going to try to do a long-term deal? Are they going to try to get ahead of a Moore Ojomo long-term deal? These are all things they have to consider. And they also have Reed Blankenship as a free agent. So you throw all these in the pot, you know, like, man, N'Kobe's a free agent, and they just drafted Jahad Campbell in the first round. I think logic dictates that N'Kobe's going to be gone after this season. But boy, that is it'll be a hard pill to swallow. He gets game ball number 2.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
Game ball number 3 is Quinyon Mitchell. He's one of the best corners in the NFL, point blank period. He's one of the best handful of corners in the NFL, point blank period. We're talking about an all-pro. We're talking about someone who has gone from one of the best rookies in the NFL to just one of the best players. His consistency is off the charts. He never gets beat. He's always in the right position. He's got just enough speed where he's right there, but just enough strength where he's never bodied out of it. It's like he is a tremendous cornerback. And what a pick by Howie Roseman. And, you know, it's kind of telling both sides of it last night. That last year in the first round, the Eagles and Lions needed corners desperately. And the Eagles took Quinyon right ahead of where the Lions took Terry and Arnold. Arnold did play last time with a concussion. Arnold hasn't been even close in the same stratosphere as Quinyon Mitchell as a pro so far. We'll see where their careers go, but right now it's game, set, match Eagles. Like right now, it's obvious the Eagles made the better decision with who they drafted, because Quinyon Mitchell, it looks like he's on his way to an all-pro. Terry Arnold, not even close to it. He gets the game ball. He was all over the place. He was on Brown a lot, St. Brown, who had a really uncharacteristically poor game with a lot of, you know, a lot of drops. He was awful in the game last night. But Quinyon, he's a tone setter on the defensive side of the football. He gets game ball number three. Game ball number four, we're going to give it the one offensive player that gets it tonight, and that's going to be Jordan Mailata. Jordan Mailata pitched a shutout tonight in terms of pressures allowed, and on a lot of those snaps, it was Aiden Hutchinson on the other side. It was a masterclass in blocking by Jordan Mailata. Now, he had the one hold, I believe, on it was Anzalone or Campbell, where they tried to hook the guy, and Saquon went around the left side. So it's not a perfect game, not an A-plus game because he had the hold, but it's an A game. When you don't allow a pressure, it's an A game. I love the way Mailata has played this season on an offensive line that's had a lot of issues and has not played up to their former standard. Mailata has been the standard bearer for the offensive line. They needed a night of no turnovers. The only way that the Lions were going to steal that football game was if the Eagles handed it to them. And they needed excellent protection so Hurts wouldn't take too many sacks. They needed to have enough in the running game. The offense was bad most of the night. Hurts was not good, except for his legs. Inefficiency in targeting Brown. Jalen was way inaccurate too. Devontae. The running game still isn't there. You know, it was a lot of not great on the offensive end. But Jordan Mailata certainly earned a game ball for the way he played last night. He was the best Eagles offensive lineman in the game, of course, when Lane Johnson was lost again. And then the final game ball goes to Jake Elliott. How about the performance of Jake Elliott to nail three field goals and an extra point in that weather? That was a really challenging kicking environment last night. You know, I got to the stadium yesterday, probably around 3:45, 4 o'clock. And I get out of the car to walk in. And it is, the wind is whipping. And it really never changed. You know, there was the flags in front of us down at Pepsi Plaza, the big flags, like where you're walking the stadium. And they were whipping the whole night. And you could just tell it was going to be a miserable kicking experience for whoever was going to kick on both sides, and including the punters. But Bates and obviously Jake Elliott. And you saw Bates miss an extra point, you know, early in the game when it was pushed back because of the Jameson Williams unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. And it pushed, you know, Detroit back to a pretty long extra point of 49 yards. So it was a tough environment. Yet every time Elliott got up there, he kicked with confidence. He kicked it right through, no doubt about it. It was as if it didn't bother him. And it obviously there was some ill effects. They showed video on NBC of the pregame where he was missing from, 53, 54 yards, kicks he usually makes. So that wind was real, and it was a factor. And if I had told you before the game that Jake Elliott would line up to kick the ball four times and there would be zero misses and only one of them would be extra points, like they would be further than your typical extra point with the field goals, you would have said, come on, well, the wind must have died down. And I'd say, nah, not really. It was pretty windy, and it was cold. It was one of those nights where it's like it's hard to make field goals. And Jake Elliott, who has been one of the best big game kickers in, the last 10 years in the NFL, is going to have a chance this year because the Eagles clearly are going to go to the playoffs. They're going to play in huge games. They're going to be there for likely, at bare minimum, probably just the wild card round, but maybe a divisional round, maybe an NFC championship game. There could be two or three or four more playoff games, depending on their seeding, for Jake Elliott. He is an enormous big game kicker, and he's climbing those ranks slowly but surely, climbing those ranks of the most field goals made in the history of the NFL postseason. You know, by the time they're all done, I think, Vinatieri is going to be joined by Jake Elliott and Harrison Butker in terms of the most field goals made in big games. It's really starting to pile up. I know that's not a playoff game, but it sets the stage for the postseason. Elliott's been money this year. He's been way better than he was last year, makes me think, because the Eagles did not replace him. They kept him around. That he may have been dealing with an injury last year that threw his ability to do what he does off in the regular season. But, boy, he's been great so far this year. Four huge makes last night in a game that was very close, very tight. And, one play could have swung that football game. The fact the Eagles had those 9 points – or those 10 points, on the board, because of Jake Elliott, really was the difference in the football game last night. That was it. I mean, those 10 points off of his foot changed the game, and it really won the game because the Eagles' offense only got 6 points last night all by themselves. All right, I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed. is 94 WIP. Check it out on a Monday. So much to talk about after a win. We'll unpack the game. Nick Sirianni's decision to go for the tush push late in the fourth quarter on, you know, their own 29-yard line. And, of course, the defense, how great they were. These players I named in the game ball section today, in the game balls episode, they'll come up again a lot. 10-2, YouTube, 94WIP, and, of course, the free Odyssey app. Thanks so much for listening, as always, to WIP Daily.
This is a Netsy holiday ad, but you won't hear any sleigh bells or classic carols. Instead, you'll hear something original. The sound of an Etsy holiday, which sounds like this. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.